ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
హ్యాపీ 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 బీ హ్యాపీ హ్యాపీ మేక్ అదర్స్ హ్యాపీ.
ఈశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్న సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్. ఈశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్న సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్.
From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. Today in the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, music composer in Radio Sai. He is the man behind the 90th birthday theme music that you are listening to right now. And many other wonderful special audio offerings that you have been listening to on our website. Brother Anirudh joined the Vrindavan campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his undergraduate program in the year 2007 and went on to complete his post-graduation in the year 2012. During his stay in the university, he had the good fortune of being a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, and he has had many opportunities to sing in the divine presence right from his first year of undergraduate program. After his post-graduation, he joined Radio Sai and hence been the sole music composer in the studios composing music for our audio special offerings, Sai Blossom products, and of course, he is also an integral part of the Bhajan Tutor program hosted by Brother Bishu. And with that short introduction, Brother Anirudh, welcome once again to Love to Love.
Thank you, Chandu.
Anirudh, last time you were here on Love to Love was on the 21st of August 2014.
Yeah, I do remember.
I can't believe it's been more than a year. And your contributions hence has been made Radio Sai website a musically very vibrant place.
It's all Swami's grace and his inspiration, of course. He is the master musician who gives ideas and inspires us to make some music and offer to him.
Wonderful. So, approximately, how many music pieces have you composed till date for Radio Sai?
Maybe around 30-35 tracks.
30-35 tracks?
Yeah, after the whole 90th birthday year.
For the 90th birthday year, yeah. You have done alone 30... You mean just last 1 year, from January onwards?
Including all the ringtones, the special audios, the instrumentals,
yes.
The vocal songs, everything, yeah.
Amazing. So, the categories of music that you have composed for Radio Sai falls under ringtones?
Yeah.
Instrumental?
You can call it as special audios.
That's okay.
What, like the 90th birthday, the festive season, it began with that special audios.
Okay, so you have ringtones, you have songs, and you have instrumental, full-fledged
exactly.
Instrumental
pieces.
So
every month on 23rd, we had released an instrumental offering, instrumental bhajan, which is more categorized as a darshan music.
Okay.
Like how Bhagavan used to, when he used to come for darshan, soft music being played.
Okay. Something and very soothing and slow
exactly.
And soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not like a typical a bhajan which has a first speed, a second speed, and then we end the bhajan with a slow, the first line. It's not a fixed pattern. So it's like a soothing, what do you call, new arrangement altogether, which I was trying to do that with Swami's help and inspiration. So that was one for the 23rd. Every 23rd we release an instrumental offering. Since every festival is being celebrated so vibrant in Prashanti Nilayam, so that inspired us to make something new and offer it to Swami. So well, for Guru Purnima we started with a Guru instrumental bhajan.
Now before we go into the list of songs that we are about to play today,
yeah.
Let's begin with an offering. The song itself is called Samarpe Ami, which means an offering.
Exactly.
Let's begin with that, one of your audio
it's
that you did.
My very, very favorite track.
Wonderful.
I really thanks for me to give that idea, and I don't know how it just happened. And it was for a dance presentation in the Kulwant Hall,
okay.
I guess in the 2012.
So this was composed for a dance presentation.
Exactly. On 18th okay. November 2012, there was a dance program by primary school children
okay.
in the Sai Kulwant Hall. So they needed a track where, you know, all the small kids come with some lamps slowly and then very soothing, slow movements for the kids. And the song is like you offer each and every part of your body and finally offer everything to him.
That's how the lyrics of the song goes?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It ends with Aham Sarvanga Kamalam Samarpayami. Each Aham Pada Kamalam Samarpayami, Aham Udara Kamalam. So describing the each part and you offer it to Swami.
Wonderful. So I think it is the ideal song to start this program
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dear listeners, stay tuned. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh. And once after this musical break, we will be discussing all the amazing music that he had done for the 90th birthday year.
Samarpayami Aham Udara Kamalam Samarpayami Aham Hridaya Kamalam Samarpayami Aham Hasta Kamalam
back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh Srinivasan, music composer in Radio Sai, and today we are discussing all the inspiration behind the audio offerings for 90th birthday year. So Brother Anirudh, now let us begin with one of the first songs that you released for the 90th birthday, and it's called The Sublime Grandeur of the Guru.
Yeah. As I was saying before that every 23rd we were releasing this series of instrumental bhajans. For the Guru Purnima month, for the month of Guru Purnima, we had to decide a bhajan. And you know, I went across many Guru bhajans which sounds better in a good instrument. And so I took this bhajan Guru Mahima Gao.
Okay.
Which is based on a Hindustani rag called Mian Ki Malhar. It's a beautiful raga.
Can you hum a few words?
Yeah, yeah? Sure. I was playing this in the piano, which suited very well for the song, the mood of the song. Then the most favorite line in this song is that Brahmananda Ananta Guru. So in that line, you know, it's like an Brahmananda, everything. It's like all the joy is you.
Yes.
Ananta Guru, and is given by the Guru alone. In majority, in that portion, so I wanted to introduce the beat in the track.
Okay.
So till then it goes like an unplugged with a slow rhythm, chik 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 chik, like that. And then so from there the beat of the track starts and it gives a real different dynamics a different energy.
Brahmanandananta Guru, Brahmanandananta Guru.
Maybe if you listen to that track, you'll definitely sure. come to know how the energy flows in the song.
Sure. Now let's listen to the track. Then.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, music composer in the studios of Radio Sai. Brother Anirudh, this was indeed a very beautiful track, very meditative, and the piano and the percussion and the strings especially, they all went along so beautifully well together.
I wanted to say about the strings and especially the woodwinds, that is the oboe section in the track. The oboe is a very nostalgic instrument. It just goes back, you know, to the memories, and then actually this is what inspired to continue releasing every month 23rd as an instrumental Darshan Bhajan.
Okay.
So when people over here also heard this track, so they could relate to, like, we got comments even like, you know, you can imagine Swami coming over the sands of those beautiful times and gliding over the...
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful memory which gives you. So why not we release it as something like a Darshan series or an instrumental bhajan series. So this is what triggered to release every 23rd a special audio called instrumental series.
Now, you know, the kind of music that you have put in for each of these tracks, they're very unique. I don't think anything like this has been done. You know, generally we have Sai Bhajan's instrumental available, which is like played by the Indian classical instruments. We have a mandolin.
That's what I was saying before, Chandu. Like, we do have instrumental bhajans which are, you know, we have a first speed. yes, in speed.
Correct.
And it is led by one instrument, lead instrument, either sitar or flute, and then followed by a veena or anything. So we do have like that series, but this is what something I wanted to do something different, where it just goes by the emotion. The music just goes by the feelings, and it just makes you think of Swami and the beautiful times you have with Swami.
Wonderful. Now, a question off the topic. Do you find inspiration in other composers? Because who has influenced you the most when you compose music?
Oh, God, that's a very tough question. There are many music Mozarts and geniuses all over the world. Well, if you see the emotion part of it, the music is just what feelings sound like.
Yes, wow.
And it's just the emotion, just to connect to the people with their loved ones, their God, the best friend. And you think of the music, and you cannot imagine a movie without a background score.
Yeah.
If you are getting emotional in the movie, it may have due weightage because of the dialogues, but still the
correct.
What
yes.
gives life to that dialogues is the background music.
Yes.
So definitely I have many.
Maybe you can name a few. Yeah. Some of maybe Indian musicians, Western musicians.
I can start with the world music.
Sure.
Yani.
Okay. Yeah.
Yani is a genius composer.
Yes. We all love Yani's music.
Yeah.
His music, we use it a lot for our sports meet especially.
Exactly. Exactly. But if you listen to his music, there's an element of the emotion which he connects through
yes.
the music.
Yes.
And of course, A.R. Rahman and many other music composers. There are a lot of music composers who have been in the modern age, the modern genre and other fields, whereas there are a lot many composers in the past,
mm-hmm.
like the old Hindi film songs, Mohammad Rafi,
okay.
Kishore Kumar, and
yes.
so these are that's what it's a very wide topic.
Sure.
The music is like, you know, you can take inspiration from many many musicians,
sure,
and get something from here, get something from there, and then you try to apply and mix it, get something new, and so it's basically an experimenting stuff I did.
Yes.
And it turned out to be an offering to Swami.
Wonderful. Let's maybe now move on to the next track.
Sure.
It's called Symphonic Pull of
Krishna.
Krishna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
As the title says, it's more of it's like a symphony choir. Well, this bhajan, actually I had planned it. Of course, I didn't tell which bhajan. It is Giridhar Govinda Gopal.
Oh, okay. Can you sing a few lines with that bhajan?
Giridhar Govinda Gopal Ghanshyam Nandalala Manamohana Madhusudana Hemadhava Giridhar Govinda Gopala Ghanshyam Nandalala. So that's how this bhajan goes. It's a beautiful bhajan, very emotional. It's in the rag called Sarasangi in the Carnatic classical music, which really pulls your heart. So this bhajan I had imagined in the violin, a solo violinist playing this bhajan. So it sounds so...
Violin has that emotional sound.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very longing kind of sound.
Correct. It was during the month of Krishnashtami that this instrumental, the 23rd instrumental offering for has to be released on the website. So then I was thinking of many Krishna bhajans, and then in Mandir, I heard a choir team performing in the Sai Kulwant Hall,
okay.
which is the Sarvadharma Choir,
okay.
from the Zone 7 and countries like Poland, Lithuania, and okay. many other countries. So they performed in the Mandir. It was a fantastic performance, very wholesome. They had the choir, they had the accordion, they had the clarinet, they had the electric guitar, they had violins, piano. So it sounded really great. So one track which really inspired me to record or to have it in the studios of Radio Sai is a sacred Buddhist mantra which they chant, Om
Mane Padmeham.
Yes. Yeah. So that was a track which they sang it so differently there. I have heard many versions of Om Mane Padmeham, but this one, what they offered, the what they rendered in the mandir, was a very unique one. So I casually met the conductor of the orchestra, Miss Maria Kuz, and so I just asked her, maybe I want to record this piece in the studio. When are they available? So they were very happy to mm-hmm. to offer it to Swami by recording here, and they had their own schedules of performing the same program what they performed the mandir. They had to perform the super specialty hospital in the Puttaparthi super specialty hospital, and in the Sai Towers, and many other places.
Okay.
So amidst all this, finally I found a time that I could call them and record.
Yeah.
So they came at around 7 p.m. to the studios, and I had arranged the mics mm-hmm. and the session, everything ready for them, so that they can record that and then they can break for the dinner. So once that was done, it was done by around 9 p.m. The recording was over by 9 p.m. And well, I was thinking like all the canteens would have been closed by
yeah,
this time.
Correct.
About the dinner. So I was parallelly thinking to arrange some dinner for them, to get some parcel and all that. The moment they started singing the track, they went deep into the music that they really forgot all that daily routines, what they had to do. They just forgot about the food, you know, they have to go back to their home, they have to get ready for tomorrow, you know, they have to take enough rest, nothing. When they are here, they are just into the music, in the studios with all attention here. So this is what something which surprised me so much. And so at 9 o'clock when this recording of Om Mani Padmeham was over, then I was telling them, maybe you can have a dinner and then we can discuss as to what to do. So they were saying, no, you tell if anything is there more to record, you just let us know, we will try to pick it up. So I was thinking of this bhajan, Giridhar Govinda Gopal, in a choir, as a singing, not mm-hmm. exactly singing the lyrics of the song, Giridhar Govinda, not like that, something with the syllables like, la la, la la, la la, or, I want a wholesome of, mm-hmm. you know, the male choir and the female choir and the soprano, singing all together, to feel that rich experience. So I just mentioned to them that, you know, there's a one bhajan which is coming in my mind. Maybe you can sing it as la la or So they call it murmurando.
Okay.
What they do is
okay.
So I just sang the first line of the bhajan with the piano. They like the bhajan so much. They have heard it, but they have not learned it.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe it's better to, you know, take a record a bhajan which they know, they're familiar with, because they also feel like doing that, very confident. But, you know, they like this bhajan so much that they were saying, we will pick up this bhajan. So they were ready to pick this bhajan. And believe me, I was just wonderstruck by the way they sang just the first line. So I just sang the first line and I told them to repeat.
Yeah.
In ah. So when they all sang with that feeling in that unison, oh God, it is a, words fail to tell that experience. I had goosebumps and, oh, this is something which I should not miss at all.
Okay.
This is what I felt.
Okay.
What a rendition. So I must record this, and it's their love for Swami. It's definitely seen through their dedication and the commitment, you know, to coming to the studio without all forgetting all their daily routines. And so I had to teach them each line because it's a totally new version. Each line, teach them the tune, then they master the tune in the mind, and then remembering that, they have to sing that or ah or whatever. And then we had to record, like, you know, each line I had taken for the, they were really perfectionists.
Okay.
They didn't want to compromise on any other, you know, the modern techniques allow you to, you can take
change the pitch.
Oh, change okay. the pitch, and then you can take from the best take.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
They want to render the one full line with perfection.
Okay.
The perfect harmony in the Shruti, the speed, the rendition, wholesome rendition. So in that way, they were really inspiring for me. And by the time we finished the recording, you know what time? 12:30.
Wow. 12:30 in the night,
yeah.
Midnight.
And I was feeling so bad that they didn't have food.
Yeah.
They must be really hungry. Meanwhile, I was trying to make some parallel arrangements for the food, but I couldn't, and they refused totally.
Okay.
And, you know, there's one statement which I would like to make, which what they said, and that really shows that love and dedication for their God, for
mm-hmm.
Swami,
mm-hmm.
coming all the way from so far countries, coming here and singing for Swami. They told, we are available till 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Wow.
We can go directly to Suprabhatam from here.
Okay.
So you can record till 4 a.m. whatever it is. You can make us sing bhajan, anything, we are there for you to record. I was like wonderstruck by hearing these words.
Wonderful.
It was really inspiring to, you know, a group of around 18 people had come. And they just came and they were in music from 7 p.m. till 12:30 a.m.
Beautiful.
It was a very, very memorable experience recording them. And I'm sure the listeners must listen to this symphonic pull of Krishna.
Wonderful. So dear listeners, you heard the story. Now let us listen to the track. Probably one of the few tracks of Sai Bhajan sung by a Western choir.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, music composer in the studios of Radio Sai. So Anirudh, you are mentioning that you want to add something about the track that we just heard.
Yeah, well, it was very emotional listening to this track, especially the violin. I forgot to mention in the beginning, the violinist was a very talented violinist from Poland.
He was part of the choir?
Yeah, he was part of the Sarvadharma choir.
Okay.
And he's Martin. He was doing a fabulous job by playing that. Anything you give the notes, he was just picking it up and playing.
Mm-hmm.
And with that full emotion. So it was really an emotional experience listening to him. And of course, I really thank to the whole team, the Sarvadharma choir, led by Maria Kuas, for coming all over here to the studios of Radio Sai and giving their time and effort and their love for Swami by staying until midnight and singing this track. And special thanks to them so that we could offer as a Radio Sai offering.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
For now, from this symphonic pull of Krishna, which was very slow and emotional track,
yeah,
let's go to a celebration track. It's called Jubilant, sure, Celebration of Ganesha. Let's,
yeah,
talk about that.
Yeah. So that, as the title was mentioned, that it's celebrating the Ganesha. So the, like, every festival is being celebrated in Parthi. The most vibrant festival, I can say, very energetic way of celebrating a festival is the Ganesh Chaturthi.
Yes.
Where I really recommend all listeners, if they have not come for Ganesh Chaturthi at Prashanthi Nilayam, at least once you must visit Prashanthi Nilayam at the time of Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations.
Especially for the immersion festival.
Immersions festival.
When,
yeah, which happens generally, yes, 4 days or three, four days after main puja.
Yes, Ganesh
Chaturthi. So, on that day you have many chariots. They make chariots for the Ganesha.
The students,
in a procession,
right? The students.
Yeah, the students. All the students from the primary school, the higher secondary school, and all the institutions of Swami, the hospital, the Radio Sai, the Central Trust, the Books and Publication Trust, the stores,
yes,
all the institutions of Swami make their offering a chariot for the Ganesha. And it's a very nice, beautiful sight to see all the chariots assembled in the Kulwanth Hall. And it's a beautiful must visit,
yes, okay,
during the Ganesh Chaturthi. So, well, that festive season is going on, and again, the 23rd of Ganesh Chaturthi month comes, and this bhajan, Jai Ganaraya, Shri Ganaraya, it's a beautiful celebrating the mood of Ganesha bhajan. So this I was singing in a sitar,
okay,
and a flute.
Yeah.
And because it has a little folkish touch as well. And of course, yeah, sitar, it sounds very bright and energetic too.
And to complement that, you put the flute.
Yeah.
For the flowing. And
yeah,
that
exactly.
Yeah.
So something like, I imagine this version that, you know, there might be a music piece in between or later, which is a flute music piece which connects to the bhajan. So that's, I don't know, there are random ways of starting the bhajan.
Okay, yeah.
So this bhajan to start with was that kind of a folk flute music piece, which I imagine, which will be coming the track soon. So I imagine that piece, and then it's connecting to that bhajan of Jai Ganaraya. And also, I wanted a different start, a totally new, fresh beginning for the whole track. Not a, you know, the starting with the same sitar piece or the something like, you give some a new element to the track that which is not coming in the main tune of the track.
Okay.
The main part of the track, that is the bhajan, that has a different settings or whatever.
Yeah.
And the intro to the bhajan has a different flavor.
Okay.
And you beautifully link that too.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So this is what something I was experimenting with, and of course Swami kept on giving some ideas, and then so I caught a phrase, Siddhi Vinayaka Mangaladayaka Mangalamurti Moriya. This is a phrase which caught my attention, and maybe I was thinking in a kid's voice, how will,
okay,
it sound?
Siddhi Vinayaka Mangaladayaka.
So I just put a tune to it, and then you know how it sounds, I was imagining, and then I went to Srimati Ishwaramma school, which is beside the hostel,
yes,
for the senior boys.
Yeah.
So I had to tell the teachers, you know, give me the cutest voice. So all small, cute children came forward, and then I heard them very small children, second standard. So this the group of four children,
okay,
which I had recorded, they are in the second standard and they are very, very, very fast to pick up anything. So they just picked it up in 5 minutes. What I said, Siddhi Vinayaka Mangal. So I sang and showed and they just picked it up in 5 minutes. They said they were ready to come to the studio and record anytime.
Okay.
So then we got them and then it was a really nice experience to record kids. And so that's how it's a new freshness to the track is added with the kids' rendition of Siddhi Vinayaka Mangala Dayaka, and it goes to the bhajan Jai Ganaraya Shri Ganaraya.
Beautiful. So shall we listen to the track now?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh Srinivasan, music composer in Radio Sai. So, Brother Anirudh, what else would you like to add for this track, what you just heard?
Well, it ended with that, you know, the folk flute music,
yes,
which I was talking about.
Yes, okay.
Which beautifully connects to the Jai Ganaraya bhajan. And also, I want to add a new element in this track, you would have observed, which sounded like a sarangi.
Somewhere in the beginning of the track, right?
Along with the kids.
Correct.
It gives a very beautiful folk flavor. And talking about sarangi, you know, it's a very rare instrument to find in the south. We have the sarangi players over the north, since it's a very ancient instrument. And this sarangi especially is called Sindhi sarangi from the Rajasthan.
Okay.
Again, there was a group called Rajasthani folk Manganiyar. A group of people who performed the Rajasthani folk music. They had come to the Prashanthi Nilayam and performed in the Sai Kulwant Hall.
Actually, they were featured on Love to Love.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I do
about
remember.
A month. Yeah. Yeah, correct, yes. Yeah.
So, in that team, there was a sarangi player who played very beautifully. And, well, I had spent some time with the team, actually, in the room.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you some of the experience of, like, how music is for them. I came to know that they didn't have any formal training.
Or none of those musicians who sang and played?
Yeah, yeah. So they don't have something like, you know, the Shruti is this, and then you have to sing in that Sa, Ri, Ga, Ma, and that Ri is not that, it's not the Shankaravarnam Ri, it's not too much into the technical details
and all that.
They just sing from the heart. They just sing from the heart, and it has been a natural talent which is coming generations after generations. So their great-great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, so they taught them, listen, they just sang and they saw them singing and they picked it up.
Okay.
So it's very mystical, like how people can just stand in Shruti without knowing that, okay, this is where I have to stand. It's really mesmerizing. I talked with the singers and the instrumentalists as well when I had got to the room, their room, and I was telling about something where I can record some track with them. So this was one of the track which I had in mind, but I couldn't make the timeline exactly. When they came, the timeline was not yet ready. So I thought I will just take some samples and then use it accordingly wherever I want.
Okay.
So in that context, I had called them the next day over maybe at around 6:30 they were up and they came to the studio because they had to leave by 9 a.m. There was a kamaicha player, an instrument called kamaicha.
Okay.
It's also a very ancient instrument which is no longer available now in the sense anywhere to buy or... So only these group of people, the Manganiyars in the Rajasthan, carry forward this music. They perform over more than 75 countries they have performed, and they...
I heard they performed for Obama, is that right?
Yeah.
Same group performed in White House.
Yeah,
okay.
In the Rashtrapati Bhavan they had performed.
Oh, when he came to India.
So, it was very interesting experience to record them, and then, you know, they don't understand the language. Oh God, that was really tough for me to express what I want and what I want them to play.
Okay.
And they were new to this headphone, the metronome. It's all the digitization and the technologies right now we have, you know, the facility, the ease of, you know, singing, you know, I'll punch in the second line. Something like, if there are two lines in the song, the same thing is coming in the second time. So people would prefer maybe to copy the first line to the second time, which is an easier job to the sound engineer as well as the musician. Or if he want to give a small interesting variation to the second time, he can sing that. Or he can just, you know, he can just punch in that variation alone, the rest part of the line. So the technology is so advanced that you can do anything.
Yeah.
But just forgetting all that, what they know is just the music from the heart. And they just sang, and then I had recorded yet another track, which maybe in the next time I would definitely, we can make it available for the listeners as a special audio. The sarangi player himself was a singer. Everybody is a singer.
Okay.
I was so surprised to notice that.
Okay.
In the room, when I was telling the sarangi person to play these notes, to hum, I was humming the notes and telling him, singing for him. Every other person who enters the room, the part of the team, he's a harmonium player, he's some other percussionist. Everybody is singing in that same bold voice, the thick voice, and then teaching the sarangi person. Like all, you know, all in a team telling the sarangi person, oh, this is what you have to play, you know, this is what he's saying. So in that way, I really thank them. They really cooperated with me. And in terms of the language, the expressing the music to them, and then I get something from them so that I can use in our... Radio Sai special audio offerings, and I really thank the Rajasthani Manganiya group coming over here to the studios.
And Anirudh, who are the other people who contributed to this track in terms of who played the flute and the sitar?
Yeah, the flute was beautifully played by Mr. Ravi Teja. He is working in our Sri Sathya Sai
Sadhana Trust.
Sadhana Trust.
Yes.
He's in the stores.
Yeah.
The sitar was played by our music college sitar professor.
Okay.
Who is Murthy. Beautifully played, and the percussionist were Sai Chand, a student of Swami in the hostel. He's currently doing his tabla course in the music college.
Okay.
And Mr. Amay Deshpande,
okay,
who contributed his vocals to the track. There were a lot of Marathi lyrics.
Yes.
Why Marathi was like, it's a big, huge Maharashtra festival.
Ganesh Chaturthi, yes, is very popular in Maharashtra.
And so I wanted to include two lines of, you know, welcome Ganesha to the home. So some message of welcoming Ganesha to the home. Because every you see Ganesha in every home. Any altar you see in that particular time, you have a small Ganesha, be it big Ganesha, or everybody is in that festive mood of celebrating Ganesha Chaturthi.
Wonderful. So with that, now let's move on to the next track.
Yeah,
it
sure.
is called At the Feet of Sri Rama. Let's talk about that track.
Yeah, well, that bhajan was Bhajare Ram Charan.
Okay.
It's a beautiful bhajan.
Can you hum a few lines of that bhajan?
Which is a more patriotic raga and it's used in many of the patriotic compositions. It's a slow bhajan and this was in the month of Ram Navami.
Okay.
It was in the month of March.
March, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, the Atirudra Mahayagnam was going on in the Brindavan, that is the Sai Ramesh Hall in the Brindavan, Bangalore. There were a series of music programs scheduled for the, as a part of the Atirudra Mahayagnam. One day was dedicated to Sri Mandalin U. Rajesh,
okay.
brother of late Mandalin U. Srinivas, who used to play in front of Swami many times. They both used to come here every birthday, I remember, and Swami used to tell them to play.
Correct.
And we had a wonderful opportunity listening to them every year. So the Mandalin U. Rajesh concert was fixed, I guess it was on 8th of March or something. So I had talked to him a day before, just asking him some time is available for him to render this bhajan in his mandolin. So that we can definitely offer it to Swami through Radio Sai as part of the Ram Navami festival. He was very happy to do that. And then he asked me which Shruti, and then I sent the track to him over email and he listened to the track. He was very,
okay.
he was just a professional musician, so he just picked it up. And then the next day he comes and 4 PM was the program.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 4:30 was the program and 4 PM was the sound check for the program. So he had to be there in the stage with all of his teammates to do the sound check. And then the time which was agreed for the recording was 3:30 PM.
Wow, it's really tight.
So 3:30 to 4 was the only time which was available
to
for
record.
Me to record
okay.
him. And you might probably ask, he was in Bangalore. So where Radio Sai is coming to
yeah.
picture. So in that way, I really thank Shri Nandagopal sir, who is part of the audio recording team in the Bangalore Shri Sat Sai Boys Hostel. So there is a recording studio in the hostel in the Whitefield campus of Swami.
They use that for recording songs for sports meet
for
and
sports
drama.
Sports meet, the drama,
and,
yeah. whatever offerings they do from the Brindavan campus when they come and do here, they record there and get the CD,
okay.
the track. So there was a recording facility there, so I requested him to ask the warden Ravi Kumar sir, and maybe we can also arrange a session
okay.
so that, you know, Mandalin U. Rajesh and other teammates spend some time with the boys. That's the beauty of this place, actually. You know, all the top artists and professionals, any field, dance, music, anything, they come here for Swami. And we get an opportunity to interact with them, to take their blessings, get inspiration from them, and then, you know, go back home with so much of...
I was actually going to tell the same thing, because till now we have discussed about 4 songs, and we already mentioned an international choir, you mentioned a Rajasthani folk music team, now we are with yeah. Mandalin Rajesh.
Yeah, the South, the Carnatic.
I know.
So yeah, so that's what the music is like, an ocean's wide, very vast. So coming to this Bhajare Ram Charan, so at 3:30 we had him in the studios after getting all the permission, and then we had Madeline sir just asking me which is a bhajan at 3:30, and then though he remembered the bhajan, but still he was in that mode of what to play for the concert.
Correct,
and,
yeah.
And one thing also I observed is like they were very, very cool. They were very, no, there is no tension, there
okay.
is no,
yeah.
I mean, there is no stage fear, maybe. But I remember Madeline U. Srinivas and Madeline Rajesh sir performed last year, October. That was the, unfortunately, that was the last performance in the Swami's institution of Madeline U. Rajesh. So that time, you know, with so much humility, he's a very, very humble person. With so much humility, he took the mic and told, I don't know what to play. this is really stunning, shocking. I'm really praying to Swami to play through me. And, you know, so many people are there in front of me. And I'm sure Swami is listening to this. And I pray that he plays through me. So that was such as his humility. Even though in front of a big audience, he was like giving so much of respect to that Swami and the music. So coming to the bhajan, we recorded him. Every line he was asking me, like, what is the next line? So I used to sing and show him, Bhajare jane ki jeevan ram, then he used to play the half line, and the next half, so I said, it was recorded like that.
Okay.
It just got over in 10 minutes, the entire bhajan.
Okay.
Then I told him, just play one alap in Desh as a beginning. So he just played an alap, the introduction alap to the bhajan. And then maybe play the bhajan again with some of the variations which comes to his mind. I didn't fix my timeline and go. It was like very short time to me to fix the entire tracks and then tell him to play the bhajan. So it was like, he's such a professional that he just plays, and with that I will make the track.
Okay.
So I was very happy. It was, we were getting phone calls after phone calls after, you know, the sound system has arrived, and then we are waiting for Madeline U. Rajesh to come, and then, so at around 4:05, 4:10, like that, he went there for the sound check. So we were just safe and all done. It was perfect. I really thank the Vrindavan audio recording team who allowed in that critical time, you know, that's few minutes.
Correct.
For him to sit there only and record. And it was a very, very easy thing, because it is a line in instrument. Means something like you connect directly to the mixer, where the outside sounds and it doesn't matter. What the signal goes through the cable, just like a guitar.
Correct, yeah.
So, well, we have a well-fledged studio over there. I remember I did Sri Muthu Kumar, who played on the tabla.
So, Muthu Kumar, who is an alumni of
alumni
university?
Of our campus, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So he played the tabla for the concert.
For this track?
For this track as well.
Okay.
So he was also there in the...
For the concert.
For the concert.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Accompanying him. I took his recording for the tabla as well.
Okay, wonderful. So dear listeners, here is the track which is titled At the Feet of Sri Rama. Thank you. Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, the music composer in the studios of Radio Sai. So Anirudh, as I was listening to this track right at the beginning, I heard a very beautiful female vocal. So who contributed to the female vocals in the track?
Oh, I should mention that. She's Vidya. She's in Parthi.
Settled in Puttaparthi.
And she has learnt Carnatic music, and she has done so much of research in the ragas, and she has done her, I guess, MPhil in the Carnatic music.
Wow.
And very knowledgeable. And the beauty is that she can sing anything. Like, you need a husky choir, she can do that. And she can deliver a Carnatic kriti. She can sing something in Hindustani. So very...
Very versatile singer. And she is also an alumni of the primary school and the Anandpur campus of Swami's Institute.
So anything to record in the female voice, I have just phone call away. And she comes to the studio. She's very happy to contribute. And I really thank her to come all the way coming here to the studios and recording with us.
So we did a lot of instrumental tracks till now. So maybe now we can shift to songs. The songs that you have released for the 90th birthday year.
The special audios had instrumental every 23rd, as well as when the festival was nearing, so close to that dates we had released a special song
which was relevant to the festival month.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we can start with the song Saima Pyarima. So what is the story behind the song?
Saima Pyarima. It's a beautiful song, very nostalgic song to me. This Swami had given me the idea to compose this song, and I had composed this song in 2012.
Okay.
So we had sung this song in our second postgraduate, final year gratitude program.
Okay.
So for those who are new to the gratitude program, it's a program where, you know, towards the end of the year, we offer our gratitude, thanksgiving to Swami. All the students participate in this program, either a song, a small drama, or usually we have a bouquet of songs. And well mixed with the speech in the different languages.
Boys speak about the amazing experiences they had with Swami, or if they want to convey, whatever they want to convey to Swami as they leave the portals of the university, they speak out that day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a very nostalgic moment where, you know, the year is ending, and then people who are passing out from the college, they are going away from this Prashantinilayam, or people who are staying back, or people who are pursuing the next course, they are here. So one of the group songs which we had sung is this, Saima Pyarima. Then I thought, definitely I must record this song and offer as a special audio. It took me some time to really mix the perfect elements of the song, something like the children chorus, the voiceover in the beginning, there's something called Shahiri, which we call in the Hindi. There are some songs where which we start with the feel of the song, what it conveys, and then you go to the lyrics of the song. So it took some time for me to really stitch each element of the song and make it to a final one. So we couldn't offer before birthday as a special audio, but it's definitely, it will be in the website soon, very soon. So talking about this song, maybe I can just hum and show
you. Yeah,
Dil ki anokhi si dhadkan tuma, saanson mein basti hai tu meri maa. Dil ki anokhi si dhadkan tuma, सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ. नजरों में भी तू है, ख्यालों में तू है, तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे. नजरों में भी तू है, ख्यालों में तू है, तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे. So it goes like, without you, we can't live. Where are you? So this is the feeling of the song, mostly apt for the Aradhana day, where the April 24th, his physical body was no more.
So this song was composed about 1 year after Swami's Mahasamadhi.
Yeah, yeah. The lyrics was written by my classmate, Ashutosh Pandit, and such an emotional song that we actually cried after this song. when we are singing the Kulwant Hall also. I was feeling if it is getting you that emotion to think of Swami and miss Him, so let's, why not put in that music and record in the studio. So for this track, I wanted a innocent voices, that is the children. So children from the primary school I chose, and I got them here to record. And as I said before, like, children is very, very quick. So I had just two sessions with them. One session I went to the primary school, and this time it was grade 8.
Okay.
7 or 8. Along with 4th grade also. So I had maybe around 10 children singing the song, and they just picked it up.
Dil ki anokhi si dhadkan tuma.
And next day they were ready to record, and believe me, they just sang the entire song without looking at the lyrics.
Oh.
They had practiced so many times just in one night. And I had given them the audio to be played in the primary school also. So they were continuously playing this song so that, you know, it just really goes into our head. And finally, when we offer with the full-hearted feeling to the Lord. So that was the children chorus part of it. And
who contributed to the adult voice, the singing?
Yeah, well, I have tried.
You sang?
Yeah, I have sung my small bits of the song. I have tried some singing in this song. And Anand Parshuraman, he's our colleague in Radio Sai.
Yeah.
So he has got a beautiful voice, because I generally take his voice, how it sounds from the bhajan, what he sings. He's a bhajan singer. He's a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. So one of my favorite bhajan in his voice is Panduranga Vittale Harinarayana. When he goes, his range is so wide that he can go really high. And, well, this song could have been much more in a higher scale, but the children were, it's having a safe balance between the children and the adult singers.
Yes.
So it was a mixed track of both of their voices.
Good. So shall we listen to the track now?
Sure.
Yeah.
तुम्हारा रिश्ता इस दिल से दिल ही समझ पाएगा दूर होके भी तुमसे तुम्हारा एहसास करवाएगा पर आज तुम्हारी यादों में खोया किसी बात पर ये रूठा है ओ मां तुम बिन बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है
दिल की अनोखी सी धड़कन तुम्हारा सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ
दिल की अनोखी सी धड़कन तू माँ सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ
नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे साई पकड़ के चलना सिखलाया जीना है क्या इसका मतलब बतलाया दूर
मैं जाना कभी तू तेरे बिना क्या दिन क्या रातें माँ तुम आ जाओ ना तेरे बिना क्या दिन क्या रातें माँ तुम आ जाओ
Dear listeners, in the studios with me is brother Anirudh Srinivasan, music composer in the studios of Radio Sai. So Anirudh, now let us move on to the next song. It is titled Guru Meri Puja.
Yeah,
Guru Meri Puja. Now this is a song that you also sang on the 24th of November, the Jhula Mahotsav. So what is the story behind this song?
Well, how it started is actually we had prepared around 10 songs for a program in Delhi called Symphonies of India. I guess it was aired and telecast live in the DD Bharati as well.
Yes.
So the SSI organization Delhi had requested some of the Prashanti Bhajan group members to come and perform there. So that audience was an open audience where, you know, people are getting introduced to Swami like the first time. So the module of the program was such that you travel, it's like a journey you're taking them across, starting with Vaishnava Janato, and then go to upwards, Meera composition, and then go to Delhi, Sufi, and then the Rabindra Sangeet, the Bengal, and then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So something like cover the saints and their compositions. So take them through a journey, wonderful journey. And then when it came to the Guru Granth, Punjab Amritsar, which, where they offer this every day, the prayer, Guru Meri Puja. So we thought we will learn this song in the same way how they sing.
So this is a song that is sung in the Amritsar temple?
Yeah. So, when we sang this song in Delhi, the immediate reaction of the public, the audience, the people were there, they were following this song along with us. They were singing this song along with us. It was so nice. Immediately, you know, people were really surprised to hear this from us. And it was a wonderful experience learning this song, something which is new, in the style in which in the singing, the singers would probably know who sang this song, Amay Deshpande and Siddhartha, who are the members of Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. And to add a new element to the song, in fact, we clubbed it with Waheguru, Waheguru, Waheguru Ji Bolo Bhajan at the end. So it was really a wonderful experience going through this entire program of this Symphonies of India, Delhi, which happened in Delhi. So since we practiced over 1 month all these songs, I was really happy that we were ready to record any time at just one instance. And as an information, I can tell you that these songs, Guru Meri Puja and a couple of other songs, were recorded live in the studio.
Means live, everybody doing it together, the singer, the instrumentalist. So it was not recorded track by track.
It is not a track by track digital recording. It is all have assembled here. And then the tabla happens at the same time as the harmonium plays. It was a simultaneous recording. One track recording.
Okay.
Yeah, of everything. So that was that used to happen in the past.
Yes.
Yeah. Those days we didn't have the software of, you know, digital track by track punching and all that recording stuff. So they had to fairly balance the volume levels amongst themselves and then give one signal. That was the mode of recording those days. But not right now, thank God, and we have the technology that we can record them individually. If somebody is not able to make it at the group at that point of time, he can come any other time and then join his,
yes.
I can blend his track along with the others. So it was such a nice practice sessions we went through that, you know, at one instance, at one take, all were able to just go through that whole song just once with that full feeling and emotion and perfection. So I really thank that the practice sessions for the program really helped us in learning how we should be for a recording, and it went through a very nice experience of a live singing as well as studio singing. So in this track, Guru Meri Puja, you have, it starts with Ekonkar. It's a very famous verse in the
Sikh tradition.
And the rhythm section of the track is very interesting. It's a simple groove. Dhadin, dhin, dhak, dhin, dhadin, dhin, dhak, dhak, dhadin. So maybe you can listen to the track and definitely enjoy. I enjoy this track so much. And it was one of my favorite songs in the entire program list, which was there in the just 2 days ago. And incidentally, surprisingly, 24th happened to be the
Guru Nanak
Jayanti.
Okay.
We didn't know actually. After singing the song Guru Meri Puja, and then it coincided with Swami's bhajan singing Vaheguru. We had sung Vaheguru, and then again Swami had sung Vaheguru.
Yes, yes.
And then we got a message saying that today is the day dedicated to Guru Nanak Ji.
Wow, wonderful.
So it was a very blissful experience. I enjoyed recording in this track something like the guitar. The guitar, Sri Tara Shankar, who is from the Sadhana Trust.
Yeah.
He's also part of Mandir Bhajan group. So he plays guitar very well. So we really enjoyed the recording session of guitars, so the sharing the chords and the progressions and the DT, the double track recording the guitars for a stereo effect, and let me not get so technical. It is really nice experience. I really thank all of them who have contributed for this song, who have sung this song, and all the team, my teammates who have practiced very well, that they could just make my job very easy in the giving their perfection.
Wonderful. So let's now listen to this track.
Sure.
ਇਕੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੂਰਕ ਨਿਰਪਾਰ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਰਜੁਨੀ ਸੈਭੰ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me is Brother Anirudh. So as the time is running out, Brother Anirudh, we will do one last song and we will call it a day for the program. Okay, so let us now do this song, In the Silent Night. Talk about that song.
So this track, In the Silent Night, actually this is the one which triggered for this all the special audios which we were planning.
So this was a song that was recorded first, because it was exactly recorded in the December of 2014.
Yeah, it was done in December 2014, the Christmas time.
Yes.
So why not we start the recordings with a Christmas carol, which can give a different Western flavor to the whole. If you look at the special audios, you have, like, as we are mentioning, the categories, it's like a blend of all the music. So from the English carols, so, well, we are deciding which carol, and we had Brother Sai Kostov, who is a graphic designer for the web team of the Radio Sai. He had come up with a beautiful tune for the Christmas carol, which the track called In the Silent Night, Stars Are Shining Bright. It was a beautiful tune, so he just sent to me the tune of the track in WhatsApp, and then I heard this and I was really like, we have to do something with this song, and it's really catchy, and it gives that whole mood of Christmas. So thinking of the singer for this track, again I was thinking of something new voice, a fresh voice, a silky, airy, husky voice. Frankly, the Christmas carols, it's a genre where, you know, we have not sung much. We sing bhajans here, but some of the songs which can be related to the Carnatic Hindustani, okay, that also goes well with some kind of learning. This singing, this kind of an English with a diction, the proper syllables, the pronunciation, the importance you give to that, stress to give to each word, and which is a chorus line, how you should sing the word. It was a really, really, really challenging for me to choose a singer. And I chose Srimati Vidya, whom I had mentioned before regarding the Bhajare Ramcharan Bhajan. So she was great in singing this track. So she just picked up, and then for her inspiration as well, I had shared some Celine Dion's songs to keep her motivated, she was ready with the song and recorded in the studio, which was a very memorable experience, and the first time which I was arranging for a Christmas carol, which I have not done much. I have played live in the Christmas programs in the Sai Kulwant Hall, the keyboard, but this is something like you find exactly the orchestra, what to play for the tune. The tune, it's also very important. It's not something like the very pumping, it's like a melody, as well as, you know, the symphony also comes in and it gels nicely with the tune.
Maybe we shouldn't call it a Christmas carol, because the carols are the traditional Christmas
songs. Exactly,
yeah. Let's call it a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Christmas offering.
Christmas offering.
Yeah.
So shall I play the song?
Yeah.
So with this, we are ending the program. Mm-hmm. And Anirudh, thank you so much for being a part of this program.
Sure. I thank you so much for calling me to the studios of Radio Sai. And I thank each and every one who have helped me, who have encouraged me, who have motivated me, who have given me so much of inputs in getting all these special audios. I thank each and every team who have come to the studios of Radio Sai for spending their time and effort from far countries, wherever it is, and then, you know, being with us for the recording. And for your information, all listeners, we have all these special audios as 3 CDs.
Yes.
So all the instrumental bhajans which you all heard, which come to us a category called Waves of Bliss, and all the songs with the vocals on it, all the special audios which are categorized as the vocals one, is coming in as Streams of Bliss. And there is one more product which is additional to this, is the bhajan medley.
Yes.
I'll talk about the medley aspect after this track. So before that,
maybe we'll talk about the medley in another show, because we are really out of time today.
Okay.
We will conclude the show, dear listeners. Here is the final song, In the Silent Night, composed by Brother Sai Kaustav and arranged by Brother Anirudh.
In everybody's heart. Oh. songs are shining bright. We can see the holy light in everybody's heart. We will keep thy holy light every moment, day and night. Every soul will feel thy light, thy love light. Sing thy glory to praise the Lord. Sing thy story to spread his love. Sing thy glory to feel.
Is